Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas has held talks with his Slovak counterpart on his first official visit abroad. The death toll on Czech roads during the first 6 months of the year fell to a 21-year low, and a poll by the STEM agency suggests support for newcomer parties, public affairs and Topo 9 is based on weak foundations. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas travelled to the Slovak capital of Bratislava on Monday for his first official visit since taking office 3 weeks ago. The Czech Prime Minister met his Slovak counterpart Iveta Radičová for talks. The two discussed the economy, energy security and regional cooperation. The Czech Prime Minister underlined that the two newly formed coalition governments shared similar priorities of cutting their budget deficit and said that European rules to curb deficits should now be enforced. The Czech and Slovak Prime Ministers will on Tuesday travel to Budapest for a meeting of the four-strong Visegrad Group, which also includes Poland and Hungary. Police said on Monday that 294 people died on Czech roads during the first half of the year. That is the lowest figure for the first 6 months of the year for the last 21 years. During the same period in 2009, the number of victims was 86 higher. The latest figures follow on from a sharp rise in road deaths accompanying the start of the summer holidays. Overall, the death toll has been falling for several years now, with last year's total for the first half of the year under 400 for the first time. In the first 6 months of 1990, 640 people died on Czech roads. Around two-fifths of the people who voted for the Public Affairs Party in May's lower house elections did so because they saw the party as a lesser evil. This is one of the findings of a poll carried out by the STEM agency, whose results were released on Monday. The results were not much better for the other newcomer party, Topo 9, with around half of those polled saying they had a weak or very weak relationship with the party. Most of the longer-established parties fared better, with over two-thirds saying they had a strong or very strong identification with them. International credit agency Moody's has said it could improve its evaluation of the Czech Republic if the new centre-right coalition government delivers on its pledge to cut the budget deficit. The news was given by one of the company's analysts in an interview with the Bloomberg news agency. The Czech Republic currently has an A1 rating with a stable outlook, the same as that of neighbour Slovakia and Estonia, which is soon to adopt the single European currency, the euro. And now turning to the weather. The start of the week will be partly cloudy, with rain showers particularly in the east of the country. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 26 degrees Celsius. Tropical weather should make a comeback from Wednesday. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.